Now this is Channel 2 Riot, Channel 2 Riot. I'm setting it up tonight for Buster in the morning, Friday the 12th of December 69, Friday the 12th of December 69 in the morning, when he says he said he'd deliver that tractor. There's not enough room on Channel 1 over. I just turned over clear, have a whole side now, Channel 2 Riot. Channel 2 Riot, the 12th of December 69 for Buster's account of working on that old tractor to get it, to get the starter to work.
Can we come in? Guys? Right here, Buster. You sit right here.
All right.
I'll tell you.
Well, it looks like it's running.
Yes, sir.
How many times did
it'll
you
keep
start?
Right on. I'm going to have to keep my old hat on because I washed my hair last night and it falls right down the face.
Sit right there. I'll get you a bath.
Okay.
What do you?
He's not going to have coffee.
You're not a coffee man.
Gatorade.
I'm
not
going to
have a coffee man.
I just had two for breakfast a while ago.
Two?
That's all I did drink. And I couldn't drink nothing because...
Yeah, I know.
I tell you, if I drink too much, kind of...
If you're drinking nothing, you can't stoop over.
No. No, I'll tell you what it does. It kind of makes me nervous, kind of.
It does.
Not exactly nervous, but just kind of... feels too full or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Buster, you're not up for the times. I know people can just drink them clear on
I do, too.
Dinner time.
You know, I used to work with an old guy up in Atlanta, Savannah, Georgia. And that night, he would just be drinking all the time.
Oh, take
really?
A minute. You want a license?
No, it's all right, just like it is. About every hour, he'd have to start working, go and have a cup of coffee.
Old cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little old cafe, you know, but I never did care about, because I'd always drink a Coca-Cola, you know. Sometimes I wouldn't drink nothing, but it's always a good excuse, you know, to quit work.
Yeah.
Every hour on hour, you know, that'd be a good excuse to quit work, you know, and go follow him, you know. You'd have to drink something, you'd have to stay there and work. And,
you know,
but there's people like that, you know.
That's the beauty of working with somebody else, you see.
I know it. And you take up that white lecture, I noticed they got the big old coffee pot back there about that high, you know, and they got a little cigar box with a hole in it, you know, and you drop a nickel in it. And,
yeah.
Get you a cup of coffee.
Let me tell you, Buster. Now, you know, I haven't had much experience with electric, because that's for you fellas. But the few times I've been in there, they are right. They try to help you out.
Yeah.
And they try to get it straight.
Yeah, pretty good bunch of people. Your door's open, if not. They pretty nice to you up there. They're good people. You know it. Because a lot of them that get things wrong, you know.
Stop saying.
Oh, yeah. See, there's so many different kinds of and models of cars now. You take, in 1 year, you take Ford, for example, last year. They made that big Ford, that LTD. Then they made the Galaxy. Then they made the Fairlane. And then they made the little Maverick and the Falcon, two or three different models of Falcons. And it's hard to keep up with all that stuff. Unless you carry the model number and everything in there with you, you know, which most people don't.
Yeah.
And then they try to help them out, you know, and...
You know, they always ask me which model that old Ford tractor is.
Well, I couldn't tell myself yet.
And
what is it?
They say it's an early or a late.
Well, that's what he gave me the wrong start.
I forget from one time to another.
He gave me one of the ears on it.
Gave you what?
One of the ears on it, you know, got the ears on it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's for a later model than this one. And I told him, I said, I think this is about a 48. It is, isn't it?
No, it's a 52.
A 52?
Yes. Just before that...
change come, huh?
Yeah, that big change.
Yeah, well, they give me that.
But that don't matter. It's an early or late model. Early or late one.
Hmm.
That's what I got. Tell me, Buster, what all did you have to...
Yeah.
Do?
Yes.
Well,
it takes right smart patience to fool with an animal like that.
It does. Especially when it's in the condition that was in.
Yeah.
Don't want to start and have to pull it every time. Well, I put that starter on there, and I had to put a Benix drive on that starter.
Yeah. But you started out on something else.
Yeah, what did you do before that? You told us you did a lot of other things. We just couldn't remember.
Well, we grind the valves one time, you know.
I mean, this
the other day.
You worked on the ignition up there, the points and the...
Well, we had to put points in it before, you know, because those old points had the old style ones in there, and we had to change them over to that new style. because you couldn't get the old style. You had a little plate about that long.
Yeah.
That went from the points over to the side of the distributor. And you can't get that anymore, you know. They changed that over and put a wire through there, and I got that from the regular Ford place, you know.
Uh-huh.
Which worked better.
Yeah.
And that helped it for a while. It cranked for a while, didn't it?
Yes.
But that old starter just got in the shape to where every time that thing would just about start, it would quit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like an old mule trying to pull a car out the bar hole, you know, just about the time he thinks he's going to pull it out, he quits, you know, he's just tired, and that's where that thing was.
Just get tired.
But that thing would start to start, you know, and then that Bennett would run out, you know. You know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr head start. But right on, that start was turning too slow. The other one was.
Mm-hmm.
This next time you touch it, it'll go, won't it?
Well, how did you figure out this? What did, the other day you had it down there, and you said you did a lot, some other things to it before you realized it was a starter.
Well, I messed with the old carburetor and distributor. I figured maybe it might need another set of points, see?
Mm-hmm.
So I put another set of points in it, you know. Didn't help it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to noticing about just about time that thing would want to crank, the old starter would jump out, you know.
Yeah, I said,
now, you know, that thing just about, I said, it can't start because, see, I have a lot of experience with cars doing that, you know, especially Chevrolet, that you have to do that because you start to crank, and then the thing will quit. Miss Kim's out there, you know, had one that was doing that the other day. So I said, well, if it'll do that on a car, do that on a tractor. I've never seen it do it on a tractor, but I said, this one here is sure doing it. Then I got to thinking, I said, well, that starter turning too slow anyway. And I said, but sometimes it would just keep on turning and wouldn't crank. I said, I hate to get a starter for this thing, put it on, and it not be the trouble because it costs too much money to go buy a starter, stick it on, and then you take it off and carry it back up there. They'll say, wait a minute, honey. I said, you done use that starter. They'll do that, too.
Well, they will.
Yes, will they? Because the next man starts to buy that thing, he said, wait a minute, somebody's already used that starter. They can see the places where it's scarred up, you know, where it's been on the car or something, you know. Man, they don't like to take nothing back whenever you use it. They won't do it. Unless you get a little paint and paint over it, you can see it. Like I did that very long ago. I mean, old spray can of paint, you know.
Yeah.
And I used something that, what was it? I believe it was a muffler or something that I put on Bob Smith's old car down there. And them things expensive, but it made too much noise, and he didn't want it, and so I took them off there and had to paint them up, you know. Oh, boy, he looked in there, and I said, oh, it's all right. Well, it was all right. Didn't hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
But that exhaust,
yeah.
You know, kind of discolored it.
Oh, you put it on and used it.
Used it just a little while.
That exhaust.
Mm-hmm. Just a day. Well, I just enough to break it in, wasn't it? Didn't hurt it. So I took the old thing off and painted it and carried it back. Well, it's good.
Yeah.
Hadn't used enough to hurt it.
Yeah. You didn't see any squirrels on the way over here?
Didn't see the first one.
I think
seen some quail. And I saw some doves.
Yeah.
Some doves at the bottom of the hill over there, but I didn't
have
any. Didn't have a rock for them.
You didn't have anything like that.
No.
Buckton? Give me a little piece of something. Faye told me, what was that thing you were telling me about that dog, Faye?
Oh,
that old dog?
Yeah.
That knocker stayed up there all day yesterday on top of that car. Yesterday morning, I went to the game from coming back, that dog standing on top of the car up there. And you've seen pictures of him. Now, there's one in the paper not very long ago riding on a pickup on some ranch out there in Lachway. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? He's riding up there, you know.
Paper.
And what happened was, one day, he was down the bottom back then. They had a bunch of hogs in there. And these old hogs got to fighting, you know, and making a whole lot of noise and scared the dogs. So he jumped up on top of the cab of the truck. And from then on, he'd ride on top of it. You know, that's what started him.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, getting back to the story about this old dog and making it up, when I got back yesterday morning, this old dog was standing on top of the car. And I looked at that old dog and I said, I believe I know that old dog. It looks like the one Jack used to have. But I never put two and two together, you know, and realized that as Jack's old car sitting there, the reason that he was up there, you know. Never associated the two the incidents
yeah.
together, you know. So he stayed up there, you know, and I opened the garage up and he still stayed up there. That's why they laid down. I said, well, that's just the sunshine, you know, it's warm up there. And he said, get the sunshine. In fact, while he got out on the hood, you know, the sun got out on the hood, he got out on the hood and stayed there a while. And then he got back up on top of the car, stayed again. Everybody come on and said, "What's that old dog doing up there?" And I said, "I don't know." I said, "Maybe he wondering what you doing down there." I said, "So what? Don't worry about it. They stay up there." They stayed up there. And later on, I got thinking about that thing. I said, "You know, that's Jack's old car." And Jack used to own that old dog. And Jack, whenever he left here about 2-3 months ago, you know, I think he must have given that dog away to somebody. And the old dog just got back in town.
Oh.
And when he got back in town, he smelled that old car. And he smelled Jack, you know, had been in there, you know.
Yeah.
And he's waiting for Jack to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning he was gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he'll come back at 12, I bet you.
Yeah.
I have an idea. He'll come back at 12 and get back up there again.
Do you think he belongs over in Mickanoke somewhere?
Old dog?
Mm-hmm.
That's Jack's old dog.
What
he
happened
to help me, you know, he?
What happened to Jack?
Well, he's working in games now.
Don't even come home?
Yeah, he comes home, but he doesn't come to where he used to. In other words, he's down at Snake Pit now. He lives down there.
Oh.
That's the making of a tourist court. We call it Snake Pit.
Yeah.
He doesn't have snakes down there, you know.
Yeah. So he don't come down there in town.
No, I was expecting him to come uptown yesterday, and if he had, I thought he was going to show him that old dog. But he never did come uptown.
Now, whose car is that?
It's mine now.
Like me, you got a dog.
Dog and a car, both. He traded in a dog, too, and didn't know it, didn't he? Got a dog to boot. If I can sell the old dog for about $5 now, I'd be ahead of the game. I'd be that's about a whole profit in the dog, see? But that old dog, he tickled me. You saw him up there, didn't you, Miss Mouse?
Is Jack working steady now?
Well, he has been up until this week.
You know, we talked about that
he's
last.
He's been kind of sick, you know. He's got a new wife, too, you know, and I think the flu and his new wife together is about to kill him. It's about to get him down. You know, Jackie's being so jolly, you know?
Yeah.
And he cut that other day, you know, and I said, "Hello there, Jackson." I called him Jackson, you know, make him feel good, you know. Hello there. I thought to myself, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Jack, I said, what's the trouble?" I said, "This new wife about to get you down." He says, "Oh, damn flu's about to kill me." And he said he had the flu, you know.
Yeah.
And I told him he was grieving, and I said, "Yeah." I said, "That's a bad combination, a new wife and flew together." I had on his knees, hands and knees crawling down the street. Looked like he's leaning over like an old man 90 years old.
You know, we
it's hard to take, I'm telling you.
We were talking about Jack one day over there, and he come up. Don't you know, it was about dark one night. He come in from work, and you jumped him, or I jumped him, I guess you did. And said he asked him if he was working steady.
Uh-huh.
Don't you know we said?
I remember him coming in there.
He didn't want a too steady a job.
Yeah, don't want to work too much. That's against his health. He doesn't work too much. That's the reason he's in the shape he's in now, I think.
Yeah.
Working steady. Old Jack Duff has worked steady very long. He's been on this job right now longer than he's had any job that I've ever known him to be on.
Well, how you count for that?
Well, I guess it's because he's getting old enough to realize it takes money to live.
Yeah.
You know, he used to get by people. I used to come up and give him a meal once in a while, you know, and help old Jack.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else did. But after a while, you know, the little ball of yarn runs out, you know.
Yeah, and you have.
And I just got kind of tired of it, you know, because Jack's one of them kind, you can't just exactly depend on him. Just about time you think that you can depend on him, the time he's going to let you down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Get a whole car, I mean, garage full of automobiles to work on, and he wouldn't show up.
Yeah.
See what I mean? He'd go fishing that day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one day he's helping me there? You remember old Robert Denton?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's in the liquid fertilizer business now.
Okay.
One day, one Saturday afternoon, old Jack was in there. And I had a job going, and a World Series come on. Old Jack laid out everything he had and went over to Weavers, you know, and listened to the series, you know. And he'd gone for, I thought he'd done left town. About 3 hours to come back, you know. And I said, Jack, where you been? He said, well, down to work. So I've been listening to that ball game. I said, well, sir, that's more important than the work. I said, all these people ain't got to have the call. I said, just so you heard that ball game. And just like that, you know. So the next Saturday, he was in there, and we had, you remember Colonel Murphy used to be in making over there?
Yeah.
With John Murphy?
Yeah.
He had his car in there, we was working on the brakes. And Robert didn't come in there and says, boy, I said them old fish down there, and I was just a jumping.
Oh.
They're jumping out of the water. You know, Jack loved the fish. Old Jack laid down, he laid down a minute, didn't say nothing, loved up in that old car, you know. I thought to myself, that fool's gonna be long gone in just a minute. Sure enough, everybody started calling that Monday old car, you know. I said, Jack, ain't gonna take as long to finish this thing, is it? He didn't say nothing, you know. he didn't say nothing, just did it, you know. I said, Jack, I said, now you get this thing cleaned up here now, and I said, we can do it pretty quick now, so we'll close up early. He crawled out one and got his old tools, started hanging them up, you know. And I went back to the back to wash my hands, you know. And over, he said, wait a minute, Robert. He said, what'd you say is going on down there like a while ago? Then he didn't go out there getting that Commodore Robert and left. And the man caught, tore down there. That thing made me so mad, and I had to put it back together by myself. If I had tore it down, I'd have been a whole lot easier, you know, to put it back together. He tore it down. Just
I used to see you all sort of hitting it, going out, running around there. He was with you. And I thought, well, sir, Buster's got him a partner.
Well, he was a good partner. But he liked to drink too much. Old Jack, you know, he couldn't do nothing unless he had a beer, you know. And if he could do the job a little bit better if he had another beer, and that's why he'd have to have another one to kill a lot. And first, you know, he'd be drunk as a coot and he wouldn't be able to work. And then that old guy used to sit there all the time. Him and that old drunk used to sit there by that tree. Had no gray, had no white car one time.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Called him Hutch. And he called old Jack over there and gave him a drink or two. And first thing, old Jack, he drunk as a cooter.
Oh.
That's why he couldn't work. One day he fell down on the old truck and rolled up under it. I said, Jack, you want me to call the law? He said, call the law for what? I said, he carry you in. I said, you might as well go ahead and give yourself up. I said, you're drunk. You know, that fella. And he had his car upside down on the doggone car he was working on. Jack ain't never done that. And I tell you who it was, it's Beatty Rogers' old truck, old pickup.
Yeah.
I went over and looked at the thing, and I seen it fall upside down, and I said, I didn't know you could put one on upside down. And had the darn thing upside down. And I got looking at it, and I said, Jack, I said, you got the coil on upside down. Oh, hell, it'll work that way. I said, yeah, it'll work that way. But I said, it ain't going to work that way. And like I say, first thing, he fell down in front of the old truck. And rolled up under it. I told Jack, Jack, I'd like to call the law to you. He didn't
get the dog come along and start licking him.
Huh? Old dog come along and licked him in the face.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Buster, let me tell you. I told Faye about that, but I couldn't tell it right. I used to, this fella used to come over there and get you to work on his cars every now and then. And you would report to me.
You mean old man Lee?
Yes. You would tell me about how he behaved, and then I'd go up there to the office. And
watch him?
No, he'd report on you.
Yeah. Well, that's about fair play.
But your reporting was a whole lot better than his.
Well, I tell you.
And I could see your side. I used to tell him, you know, he'd be right impatient. You know, he looked like he just wanted to drive in there and drive right out again.
He did. He didn't have time to leave that car to have it fixed.
Yeah.
Well, he had big trouble there one time. And I never seen anybody act like that before in my life. Coming down the street, you know, I heard something say, meow, meow. I thought somebody stepping on a cattail. Little tires sliding. And he had one foot on the gas and one on the brakes, you know. And he's slamming on brakes about every 30 or 40 feet, that thing would slide, you know. And I said, here comes some damn drunk, Jack. I said, you better get out of the way. I said, he's going to run over somebody. I don't know who it is. It's old man Lee, see? And he cut down, he's slamming on the brakes and skidded about not that far. It's just one wheel, you know. Up in front of the garage. He jumped out there, you know, and he didn't say a thing. He just ran on there and looked at that wheel, and he looked at it, and looked at it. And finally, he said, I'm telling you right now, I got trouble. I said, I believe you have, too. He said, well, I ain't got time to have it fixed. I said, well, I said, you're doing the right thing by putting on your brakes. I said, you keep putting on brakes on enough, that's why it'll dry it off in there where it's leaking. And I told him, so I put some washers in that thing one day, and I told him, I said, that old thing is saturated, you know, the brakes and shoes, you know. And I said, you've got to change them, too. He said, I ain't got time for that. I got to go. So he left the thing. It's still a grabbing, you know. And he'd run back in there every day for just about 2 minutes and let you look at it. He'd say, loosen it up. Or do something, you know. He wouldn't let you fix it, you know. Just loosen up and fix it. And finally one day he told his, I believe it was his son-in-law, he said, that old buster just can't fix that wheel.
Yeah.
Well, there, that's what he told him. But old boy come told me about it. I said, I know you can't. Ain't got time to fix it. I said, he won't leave it there. And he wouldn't. And he wouldn't. And then telling my work I couldn't fix it. No, I couldn't. Old Gerald, that's his son-in-law, you know.
Gerald Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah, old Gerald says, I have some, how did he state that? He said something about his father-in-law said it, the car been up there so many times and I never had fixed it, you know. I said, let me tell you something. I said, I'm one of the best brakemen in this country. I can fix brakes. That's one thing. I went through 2-3 schools in the Army and did, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. I said, I can fix brakes. You got to worry about me fixing brakes. I says, if people is not so nervous that they can just leave the thing there and just go on back home and just tell us to fix it, I'll fix it. But you know, he'd stand there and I'd be up under the old fender, he'd be beating on the fender, you know. Get his nerves, you know, the sand falling all down the back of my neck and everything, yeah. One day I started telling him, I said, I got a monkey wrench, you know, I'm going to tighten a loose nut. If he ain't careful, that's what I started telling him. Beating on that fender, you know, with his fist, you know, because he's nervous, you know. I wasn't hurrying up, you know, he'd beat on that fender and the sand just falling all down my neck from under the fender. I got out of my mouth and looked at him, you know, and I didn't say nothing. I couldn't.
Oh, man, you know.
I just thought, myself, it takes all kind of people to make the world. Because some people can do without. You can be without him. Can't you? Yes, sir.
I don't know. And you must run into something pretty.
Oh, good, man. You run into some characters, I'm telling you.
Okay.
But he's just about the worst I've ever seen.
That's not the best one.
No.
No, he jumped up and down or something. You was telling me that time, but he was in a hurry. But he jumped up and down.
I remember that. I don't forgot just what
just
happened.
What that was. It sounded just like him.
He stood in front of the garage there one day, and he is, whoo, remember, I thought it was going to hoot out there for a minute. He kept on doing that, you know.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he kept making the most funny noise. He'd jump in the car, and he'd try to crank it, and he'd jump back out. And he'd jump back in, and he'd jump back out again.
Yeah.
And how'd he go?
He'd say, whoo. He'd just make the old funny noise. That's the way he'd do it. You never heard him do that?
No.
I've heard him do a lot of things,
but anyway. That's what he's doing. It's something about the old car backfire, and every time you step on the gas, that thing will shoot you, you know. It goes, bam, woo, woo, woo. It goes, bam, woo, woo, woo. That's right, shooting at a man who's there. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he finally stayed there long enough that I put a condenser in it and got the thing fixed, you know.
Yeah.
But he'd run around there, you know, talking. You know, a lot of people seem to think that when they're talking to you, they're entertaining you.
No.
When you're working on a car.
Yeah.
That's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
Best thing to do, just do like you do. Leave something there and go right on off and leave it. And
yeah.
The man will fix it for you.
Yeah.
But if you stand right up over him, it makes me nervous. I just can't work with somebody standing up over me.
I don't see how you do.
You can't.
I don't either, Buster.
You can't.
You're right there on the main drag.
I can't get my mind on anything.
Well, I just like, man, that was on that tractor yesterday. That old starter, man, that thing's a dick to come off of. You think it looks easy to come off, but it's not. That thing's got a drive on the back of it about that long. You look back at that motor, you see a thing sticking out there?
Yeah.
And I had to take that old oil filler loose and just kept on working that thing around to get it off of there. And this old guy, old Boyd, Sugar Man Boyd, you know, he was just talking to me and talking. I wasn't even asking him, you know. I had all the trouble I wanted messing that thing, not trying to answer his questions, you know. And
he'd ask you about another car?
No, he talking about the woods being wet. Talking about what he was doing. Said, I can't work now. I said, the woods are wet. He's a logger, you know.
Yeah.
And does pretty good at it, too. And he'd tell me all about his logging. Well, I wasn't interested in that. I was interested in that old starter. And I couldn't get the old starter to fasten up there, and come to find out that that starter's on there now. See, that's a little bit bigger starter than yours. That's a heavy-duty starter there. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
Bigger starter. And on the side, it had a bolt where that front old dustpan thing is.
Yeah.
And on the one that was on there, it was too thick, and the starter wouldn't go up against the motor. Well, yours fastened out the bottom. So I took the one off the old starter and changed it, you know.
Oh.
And I was trying to figure out what to do, you know. And people come by there, and old Mac Weaver, and that boy, that's the biggest nut I've ever seen. All he want to do is talk about dogs.
Yeah.
And you know how he likes to talk about dogs. Because old Mac's all right, he's a nice fella. But he just talks too long, you know, and he don't know when to stop, you know. One day he brought his old car up there, and I was going to work on the starter. Same trouble. That you was having, you know. Every time you just about to start to crank, he'd quit, you know. But finally, it just stopped. He got it pushed off and brought up there. At the day they buried Roy Duncan.
Yeah.
And he said, Buster says, I'll just go on back home and I'll come back later. I said, we'll come back about 5:00. But he started off and he got to that alley over there trying to come back.
Uh-huh.
And he started talking about different things, you know, and it was raining and a little bit. And he'd follow me out there and he'd follow me and finally I got the thing fixed, you know, and he says, you'd got that thing fixed a long time ago if I hadn't been here talking to you, wouldn't you? I said, I sure would have. And I just thought what I'd do it and listen to him, you know, because it was his car, you know, I was working on. I hated to ignore him, you know.
Yeah.
And I just go ahead and stop him. Converse with him a little bit, you know, but that was just killing my time.
Sure.
And his too.
His too.
Of course, it was on a Saturday and I wasn't.
He talks about everything. He don't talk about dogs. He can tell you about carpentering and barbering and.
Well, he used to be a barber.
And, pelts?
I don't care what you talk about. He knows about it. I'll tell you something else. A lot of people that are doing all this talking, they're not talking about. Just like the other day, Buck Wheeler, his brother, asked him about, was talking to old George Wilson there. Now, he's one of them kind of Mac, you know. And Jack Heron, that way, the old boy used to work with me. I don't care what you ask, old Jack, he'd give you an answer, but a lot of times it'd be wrong, and you can't depend on that. Just like old Buck the other day asked old George, he says, what is a quarter horse? Well, old George answered him, but he answered him wrong. You know what he told him what a quarter horse was?
What are you telling
him? He told him it was a horse they used out west for rounding up cattle. So finally, old George left there, and this Martin boy was in, and I says, Homer Joe, you know what a quarter horse is? He said, yeah. See, that's a horse they used down there for around a quarter of a mile on these races. And I said, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you hear what George said a while ago? He said, yes. I said, George's wrong, though. So that's what I say. A lot of times people will give you an answer, you know, and it might be wrong.
Yeah.
And old Jack, you could ask him a question, you know, about something, you know, and he'll tell you something, but you can't depend on it.
Well, now, he gives it to you like he's...
Mac?
Yeah.
Like he's sincere,
Jack,
right?
Jack will give it to you, too.
Jack could give you a better answer, though, than Mac can.
He'll give you an answer just like
Jack pretty
wrong-minded,
you know.
He was used to answering that question.
I know he does.
Yes. He
Jack's usually right, too, about
got,
it. But once in a while, he'll
get
it
wrong.
He's
got so much confidence, you don't doubt it.
I know it. You know, you take a Chrysler product on all the nuts, bolts on the left-hand wheels, is always left-handed threads.
Oh.
So it tightens, it loosens to your left. Wait a minute. Listen to your right. It's obvious from what most cars are, you know.
Chrysler.
Yeah. Plymouth. That old Plymouth car had the same way, you know.
Yeah.
One day old Jack was up there and he was trying to get that thing off and it was tightening it all the time.
Yeah, I've done that.
And I walked up and I said, Jack, you know what you're doing? He said, yeah. I said, why, you're tightening that thing. I said, That's not going to get it off there. That's left-handed thread. Then he went the other way and that thing popped loose. He said, I always tighten something before I loosen it. See? He got a master for you, Jack. Don't you worry about him.
He's not going to be wrong.
No, he ain't going to be wrong. So, one day later on, I told him. I said, Jack, I says, now, you're wrong. And I said, I want you to admit it. There's a bunch of people standing around there, you know. And you know what he said? He would admit he's wrong. He said, no, we're both wrong. That's what he said. He said, we're both wrong. I said, no, we're not both wrong. Huh? I said, you, or I want is wrong. But I says, I want you to admit you're wrong because you see it wouldn't work. I had something other I was trying to do there, you know. And old Jack, I proved him out wrong, you know. He wouldn't admit it.
He wouldn't admit
don't
it.
Don't say he wouldn't admit it.
That's his pride.
That's his pride.
I don't know what it is.
Making people think he's right.
No, I don't know what it is, but you don't see how anybody hardly going around admitting they're wrong.
Not too many. Not too many people.
I remember I was admitting I was wrong over there in Sunday school one time. I forget what it was. And you know what? Cecil Pardee jumped me about that. Well, he says you don't think much of yourself. Running yourself down like that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something else. Confession is good for the soul, too, you know. Sometimes you got to admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody's right all the time.
Yeah.
So you might as well go ahead and admit it. I think it takes a pretty good man to admit he's wrong.
I tell him about some of the boners I had pulled with this herd of cattle over here.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, I make mistakes. Plenty of them. Plenty of them. Everybody else does too.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That was a good one on Mr. Lee.
That's a bad, it's just like him.
Yeah.
Man, you don't know him half as good as I do. That man makes you so doggone nervous. I got nervous as he was. He'd be down there jumping in a. Look like a little old rooster. You ever seen a little old rooster? A long time ago, my grandmother used to take a cabbage and you know how it's got the stem on it? And
sure.
Take it and tie. A string around it and put it up in the air, you know, about this high up off the ground.
Yeah.
And tie it up, this little rooster would jump up there and pick that thing. You ever see them do that?
No.
Now, why they did that a long time ago, I don't know. To get them exercise, I guess, teach them how to jump. That's where Mr. Lee was. He's jumping up and down like that little rooster was after that cabbage, you know, and I reckon on his car, you know.
Yeah.
Reminded me of something like that, you know. And it wasn't doing me no good, making me nervous, you know.
I don't believe I've ever seen that cabbage up like that.
I don't know why they used to do that, but they would do it a long time ago. Yeah.
If they done it down here, they more likely done it up where I was.
Probably did.
You know, people.
I don't know why they used to do that, but I've seen them tie cabbage up off of the on bushes, you know.
Yeah.
Jump in front of it, and they'd jump up there and pick it. I guess so they'd all get a chance. Maybe one of them get tired and he'd. Go back and let nothing get up there, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Only thing I can figure. Maybe.
Yeah.
But they would do it. I've seen them peck the little holes all in the cabbage leaves, you know, mm-hmm. jumping up there, mm-hmm. picking it, you know.
Yeah.
What'd you tell that woman that came by and wanted her to fix her car yesterday?
Ms.
What was her name?
Mary Kensler?
Yeah.
You said, what did I tell her?
Yeah. She wanted you to fix her car.
How did you do?
Oh, I told her I had to work on yours, you know.
Wasn't going to quit till you stopped.
I couldn't. Well, I couldn't. Well, she was supposed to come back, by there the night before last, you know.
Yeah.
And she told me, she said, well, she said I didn't quit working till 9 o'clock because the old car wouldn't start, you know, that morning. And she didn't get to work till about 11 o'clock. So I think she had to make it up, you know. And I don't wish she worked there, but she worked till 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited a long time on her, and she never did show up. And so last night, she said, well, we'll just fix it tomorrow night. And I said, yeah, because I got to get that tractor going because the man's waiting on it. He wants to put out some fertilizer. And so she said, all right. I don't know. I told her two things. I forgot what I did. Talk so much, I don't know what to do, say.
It took 2 years to get around to this.
Yeah. But now you're talking about old Mac. Old Mac got mad at me, you know. If you talking about them old dogs too much, you know, he don't like it. One day old Mac was up there, you know, and I was telling a story I just made up on him, you know. I told him, I says, Mac was bragging on his dogs, what good dogs he had, what good hunters they were, you know, and everything. And I says, you know, Mac had got some good dogs. And I says, those dogs got more sense than as much dogs ever I've seen in my life. I said, you know, last year after we decided to go hunting, I said, you talking about cold? It was cold that night. I said, must have been down in the 20s. Now, I didn't want to go hunting. Matt kept on after me to go hunting. Matt kind of looked around, kind of funny, and like he thought I was going to tell something, you know. And I said, it was so cold, I didn't even want to go. But I said, I decided I would just satisfy him. Him and I are good friends. Went out there back to Ray's ranch over there, you know, down in that bottom, see if we could run up a fox, you know. And I said, we went over there, you know, and got out, had no Model A at that time, you know. And we, well, I did used to go with him whenever I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
And after we all went down.
Oh, you have been out with him?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. Whenever I was a kid, we used to go hunting all the time. But after trouble, he stayed too late. Well, he stayed 2 o'clock in the morning, and he'd spend about an hour and a half calling them old dogs up, you know, and they wouldn't come. He still wanting to hunt.
Yeah.
He had an old horn he used to blow, you know, an old cow horn, you know. And I was telling him that we went down the bottom, and I said it was so cold. I says, we'd all shaking. I said, you couldn't hunt, so build up a fire to get warm. And I said, we didn't hear them dogs, and didn't hear them barking, none. I says, Mac, what the world happened to them dogs? He says, I don't know. I said, you better call them. I said, get on that old horn there and blow it a little bit. And I said, call them. So he said, all right, I better do that. So I said, old Mac got his old horn. He said, boop, boop. You know how he blows it. And that's why I said, I heard this old Model A horn blowing up there. You know how it used to blow, woo, 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 woo. You know, just blowing, you know. And I said, Mac, I said, somebody's up in that car blowing your horn. I says, some old hobo or something might have come along, seen that car parked side of the road, and I says, might steal it. I said, we ought to go back up there and see about it. And I said, we all started going on back up towards the car, and I said, I looked in, it looked like a bunch of people in it to me. And I said, all of a sudden, we got up into the car. I said, all them damn dogs done crawled back in the car, and one was up there blowing the horn. And I said, old Mac was down that bottom blowing his horn. And I said, old dog was up there blowing his horn. I said, the dogs had more sense than he had because they used to do darn cold to hunt. They wanted to go home. And I said, Mac was down there trying to make them hunt. Mad old Mac got mad.
He didn't like that?
He didn't like that at all. He didn't like to tease him out of dogs.
He don't like that.
No. No, sir. He don't like to tease him out of them old dogs.
When I see him, he kind of worried about people mistreating his dogs going
they
by.
They don't mistreat him. He's always saying that.
Yeah.
I heard him say that too, but they don't mistreat them dogs.
Giving them something to eat or anything like that.
Well, he tried to make like somebody poison one not long ago.
Yeah.
I've never heard nobody making him poison a dog in my life.
Yeah. Is that right?
No, sir. I've never heard nobody doing that. That dog probably just
died
a natural death.
He's got some remedy if he can get there in time, you know. Give him some turpentine or kerosene or some simple thing. That'll
cure him. Yeah, well, he's a pretty good dog doctor.
Yeah.
Is he?
He is.
I guess he'd have to be.
He'd have to be as many dogs he's been nursing all of his life, raising them, you know.
But I was going to take you home.
Well
let's just keep it.
Yeah, let's keep it.
All right, well, I'll stay. You got to feed me, though.
Well, we'll have some lunch in a minute.
All right. No, I got to get back and work on an old starter doing the same thing that tractor was doing, you know. Making that rrrr noise. But it's done quick completely. But he's a little bit sensitive, you know.
Is it?
Old Mac's a little bit sensitive, you know.
Yeah.
And he likes for you to tease him. He can tease you better than he can take the tease.
Yeah.
And one day, old Mac, I was up there telling something. One of them, I says, you know, the first time old Mac come to Florida, I said, he come up here one day and he was fixing to run a barbershop.
Yes.
And I said, I was a little old kid. And I said, I want to have some fun out of him because I knew he was somebody new in town. And I figured maybe he had a little extra money, you know. Come down, you know, usually when a person comes down to a town to bring a little money with them, they still have what they might have, you know. And I said, I went in the drugstore then. I bought me a sack full of candy. I come back out, you know, and strike the candy, of course. The little balls he used to make a long time ago. And I said, I saw old Mac stand up and I said, hey, mister. I said, you want to buy a smart pill? He says, well, he says, how much are they? I said, quarter. He said, yeah, I'll take one. So I give him a smart pill, you know. He took the thing, he eat it. He said, do I look any smarter? I said, no, I don't believe you do. I said, maybe I'll take another. So he said, well, give me another. So he got another quarter out, you know, and he took another smart pill, you know. He looked around, he said, you know, I might get me a good job. You need smart pills? I said, yeah, you can. So after a while, he said, you know, I don't feel no smarter. That wheel ain't doing me any good. I said, most people have to take three or four. He said, well, I'll try one more. I said, my money kind of running short. So he took another, you know. He was licking on that thing. I said, you know, so that thing tastes like peppermint candy. I said, so they're getting smarter. Oh, my. Oh, my. He said, you didn't do no such a thing. He said, you just a little kid. I couldn't make remember. I said, no, I was. I said, poor, don't you remember? Oh, Mac, you don't like these kids.
But you never have told me anything about Louise Graham. Now, she's one of the characters over there, and she has done things. She has just entertained that community.
Yeah, yes, she has.
But I never have had any, I never have heard anybody tell any of the things that she used to do.
Well, she's done a lot of things.
Yeah.
Louise is all right.
Yeah, she's sort of a tomboy and all when she's growing up, ain't she?
Yeah. Yeah, Louise has been a lot of help to that community, you know.
Well, I'm not saying about the helpful things, I mean just, no, just cut the dados and things. Just
yeah, she's got something in this.
She told me one thing she did.
She went to Jerusalem too, you know.
She did what?
Went to Jerusalem.
Yeah, I made pictures.
Yeah. She gave a talk at the church one night and it was real good. It was real good.
Yeah.
And of all the places they went over, you know, and all them old lady rabs over there, how they watching, you know.
She's ahead of you. You didn't know about her just growing up.
No, she was.
They tell stories about the cattle stories about her. About her and what's her name?
Oh, man, David.
Her husband.
Hoyt.
Hoyt, yeah. I don't know. They was in cattle for a long time. And they traded around the countryside. I know there's all sorts of things about that. But you know, that's a curious thing. Now, as much as prominent as she's been, nobody, I never have heard any actual stories about her. I don't understand that.
Her daddy, he had a beard down here. You know?
Yeah.
The old man did.
Yeah.
That's a smart old man.
Yeah.
I think he was a college graduate, but I think he grabbed it up in Atlanta. He sure did. Somewhere in the world around here, you know. But he was a character himself.
Yeah.
Well, you both take it easy.
All right, Buster.
All right.
Okay.
Well, it came off. It did come off. Barbara got that tractor here. Buster did, right on the dot, at 8:30. And the most uncommon thing, I had everything ready for him. I had his coffee cup set out, and water that was already warm. He wouldn't drink coffee. He said he'd had two cups, and it would go to his head. He sat out there on the tractor for the longest time, explaining, I suppose, what he'd done to Faye. He got moving this Friday morning. He wasn't in a hurry to leave. He sat here the longest time. Got up past 500, 550. Well, that's solid. I didn't cut it on and off. But even so, that's a good long time. And none of Buster's never sustained. He tells one little incident, you know, and it's short. That's the way he's geared. So it takes a good many of those little incidents to add up. Anyhow, now it's 585, Channel 2 right. The end of this little visit with Buster right here in the kitchen on Friday the 12th. Of December 69, on Friday the 12th of December 69, Channel 2 right, 585. Now this is Tuesday the 16th of December 69, Tuesday the 16th of December 69, about noon. Florence and the little girl was over here. I played them part of this tape. Oh, and that just opened Florence's mind. It began to work. I said to her out there, we were standing there, and she was keeping up with Jancy, watching her. What is it that it takes to rejuvenate you when you're flat-headed? New raw experience? Or play a tape and that gets you into some of the experience you know so well. You have such inflexible notions of what's past. And she's going to call back after a while, and I'll put her comments on this tape. She has views of Buster and Jack. They've known each other from way back.